When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for showing up today. Very, very, very happy you're here. Welcome. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network on Friday at noon at our regular time. So excited that you're here with us today. Welcome to the episode. We're going to talk about giving what cannot be taken. Giving what cannot be taken. Massively appreciative of everybody that's here, but we've got lots to cover again today, so we're going to get right after it. Last weekend in Canada, we celebrated Thanksgiving. In the US, it's November 24th weekend, I believe. And there's other countries around the world that celebrate Thanksgiving. And so it occurred to me, what does that mean? Thanksgiving is gratitude. Thanksgiving is stopping for a second and saying, you know what? This is working exactly the way it's supposed to. We have lots of challenges. There's lots of things that we think we need. And there's a difference between need and want. Needs are, you know, water, food, roof over our head, clothes, needs, certain clothes. To have clothes at all is a need. But a lot of time, well, no, I have to have name brand. That's a want. That's not a need. The whole content of the concept around what we need versus what we want, and to be thankful for that. And we're going to talk about that, in a multiple different ways today. What are the good things? What are the bad things? What are the challenges around that? What does that mean to be thankful or to be grateful? How do I adopt an attitude of gratitude in my life? And so one real quick story, when that's a few years ago, 08, 09, when the world was imploding, I lost my job. I was in the retail automotive sector then. But I had been asked to do something illegal and I said no. And I was running a dealership and the owner said, great, if you're not going to do this illegal thing, then get out. And so that was the 28th of September of 2008. One thing I loved about the automotive industry was that if you were good at it, and I was, then you make a few calls and you're employed again. Whether you quit or you're fired, you're employed again. And so the world was imploding then. And so I couldn't find work readily. I was out for a year and I put out more than 2,500 resumes that year. Eventually I was like, forget the car business. I was applying as a asphalter and I was applying for a winery in New Zealand. And like, it didn't matter anymore. I was like, I just need work. I had family. I had people to that I was responsible for. I just needed a job. And when you go through several stages, when you're in a situation like that, and I was used to just making a few calls and being employed again. Well, a couple of days turned into a couple of weeks, turned into a couple of months. That was the 20th of September. I left. At the end of October, we found out we were pregnant with our youngest son. And I was really upset about that because I'm like, okay, Papa, really, your solution to me not having work is to add another mouth to feed? That's not cool. And I was very angry about that at the time. And so it caused some challenges for us. And once I got to a place, and I learned a lot that year, I expanded and learned who I was. I got closer to my wife and to my sons, but it became a whole huge, do you trust me? Papa saying, do you trust me? Yes, we trust you. Well, great. Then leave it with me and let me do my thing. But as a human, there's bills to pay and there's stuff started to disappear. Our lease had to go back on our vehicle. So then we were without a car. And he's like, well, do you trust me? Yes, I trust you. Well, leave it with me. And 6 weeks with no car. And then our pastor called and said, hey, do you still not have a car? I'm like, yep. He said, well, you know what? This elderly couple in the church, they have two. They don't need two. So they want to give you one. Do you trust me? I want to tell you one quick story with that, though. I'm used to being the giver I like to be the giver. I love how that feels, helping other people. And I've always been that guy. But what I realized that year through this one quick story I want to tell you is that I have to be able to do the other side. And so what happened was in an evening, just after 2 weeks after my youngest son, Isaac, was born. And his name is Isaac because of Abraham and Isaac. And do you trust me? Yep. Do you trust me? Yep. So every time I see him, it reminds me, do you trust me? Yep. So he was only 2 weeks old. And there was a knock on the door in one evening. And I opened the door, this 12-year-old girl I didn't know was standing there. And I kind of looked past her, and her family or parents are in the car. And she says to me, are you Mr. Melville? And I said, yes. And she says, well, my mom works with somebody you go to church with, a lady you go to church with. And she said, I've been saving some money for myself for something I wanted. But she said, I understand you're not working and there's been some challenges and whatnot. And she said, I realized you probably need this money more than I need this money. And she handed me $150. And as a 30-something man, I still get choked up. I didn't know what to say. I was gobsmacked. And she said, the only thing I want is to meet your son. And I couldn't say anything. I was like, and I just backed up and got out of her way and let her come in. And we thanked her and whatnot. But the point is, if we don't learn how to receive with grace, we rob the other person of the feeling I love so much, of the giver feeling that a lot of people enjoy. If we can't receive with grace and then be thankful for that and full of gratitude for that, we're robbing that other person of that feeling. And so as we talk today, I want to jump into some of that stuff, because an attitude of gratitude, being thankful every day, not just once a year on one day when we're eating or family stuff. And those are all good things. Watching football in the U.S., massive football day. But those things are things that it shouldn't be a once a year deal. It should be an everyday deal. And having that attitude of gratitude. So we're going to talk about that, dig into that, and a couple different, like I said, in a few different ways today, on a positive and on a negative, we're going to discuss that. And then we're going to have a really cool call to action at the end. So stick with me. We're going to talk. I'm excited to have you with me on the station today and on the program, on the episode. You can find us on Apple TV now, Google TV, the Inspired Choices Network. That ICN pink and blue icon app, you can find that on smart TV. So find us there, like us, love us, share us, subscribe so that you don't miss any of the episodes, not just mine, but any of the hosts. There's some amazing, amazing hosts on ICN, on Inspired Choices Network. So look for us. That's ICN TV app, that icon on Amazon Fire Stick, Roku, Samsung and LG smart TVs. iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts, pump us in. Spotify, anywhere that you listen. I had an ad went up a week ago that had my face on it in my long bearded guy show, and it went out on social media, and people were responding, went, oh, I had no idea you were on Spotify. And I'm like, I told you we're on more than 450 platforms. If anywhere that you would know to go and would like to listen, we're already there. So find us on those. Please, please, please. And thank you for joining us and being there and supporting. I appreciate that so much. All right. So the first segment, what is thankfulness and gratitude? So a couple of different definitions here we want to talk about real quick. Gratitude is the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Sounds like a verb to me. It doesn't sound like a noun so much. It's an action thing, being grateful, it's a conscious thing to be, hey, you know what? It's being grateful is a consciousness. The state of being thankful. There's a gentleman by the name of Robert Emmons. They say he's the world's leading scientific expert on gratitude. He said there's two key components to gratitude. It's an affirmation of goodness, first of all. We affirm that there are good things in the world, gifts and benefits that we've received. The second part of gratitude he had said was that we recognize that the sources of this goodness are outside of ourselves. We acknowledge that other people or even higher power, so whether you call universe, higher power, universal intelligence, Papa, God, whatever you call it, higher powers, if you're a spiritual, have a spiritual mindset, give us many gifts, big and small, to help us achieve the goodness in our life. It's a relationship strengthening emotion. Let me say that again. Gratitude is a relationship strengthening emotion, because it requires us to see how we've been supported and affirmed by other people. The moral memory of mankind. There's so many bits and pieces to that in terms of what it means. What does it mean to be grateful? What does it mean to be thankful? What does it mean to have an attitude of gratitude constantly? And there's a whack of benefits. There's so many benefits of having an attitude of gratitude. And we want to talk just real quick. What are some real fast, if you're journaling or you're writing this stuff down, here's about not quite 10, I think. Gratitude helps relieve stress. How many of us need less stress in our life? Find your gratitude. It can make us more positive, obviously. Again, that's dopamine and serotonin going into those neurotransmitters going into our system. When we're grateful and we're thankful, those neurotransmitters come out and more dopamine gets dumped into our system and serotonin, and it raises our vibration and we feel better. So it can make us more positive. Gratitude strengthens your relationships. Wow. A lot of us are thinking, hey, how do I do that? How do I strengthen my relationship? How do I get closer to my wife or my kids or my spouse or my friends or my colleagues or whatever? There was a study found that gratitude increases empathy and reduces aggression. Being thankful will reduce aggression. Gratitude can make you healthier. Those who practice gratitude tend to have a better psychological health. It reduces your depression, the risk of depression. Gratitude makes you feel more motivated, which pushes you towards your goals and dreams. A sense of hope helps to protect against depression. Tools and strategies in my mission, giving people tools and strategies to be able to deal with the emotions they feel every day. Well, having an attitude of gratitude helps with depression because it gives you hope. Why? Because you're focused on the positive instead of on the negative. Gratitude opens the door to more relationships. So it doesn't just make them better. It also gives you more. Why? Because you're attracting those people. You're attracting positive people to you. Gratitude improves physical health. Gratitude improves psychological health. Gratitude enhances empathy and reduces aggression. It helps us sleep better. How many of us need to sleep better? Anybody need better sleep? I know I need better sleep. Being grateful and thankful will give us better sleep. It will help relax us. Why? Because we're at peace and we have hope. Gratitude improves self-esteem. When you're trying to figure out, hey, how do I do that? How do I feel better about me? Being thankful for the stuff that's around you. Being thankful for the people and the things that we have. Gratitude increases mental strength. Anybody need more mental strength, more focus? Developing an attitude of gratitude is one of the simplest ways to improve the satisfaction with your own life. Dang. There's so much stuff there. So much stuff there. There's so many good things that come from having an attitude of gratitude. Do you do that? Do you have an attitude of gratitude? Are you thankful for the stuff that you have? For the place that you are, for the things that are around you. And I'm not just talking about, you know, your car and your house and your stuff and your, you know, your purses and your shoes and whatever. I'm talking about all the bits and pieces, the impact, the positive impact you're able to make in other people's lives. There's so many things to be thankful for. Sometimes it's something as small as a smile on someone's face, a hug when you didn't expect it. And even if you do, There's so many good things. We're going to continue to talk about this. By the way, could there be negatives to being thankful? Maybe. We'll dig into that in the next segment. I want to just real quick though, to make this program work and to make the stuff work, I know there's lots of people that reach out and go, hey, can I help support you? Are there ways that we can be helpful to keep this stuff going? And at the moment, I happen to have 4 sponsorship opportunities open. 3 of them are native host read ads. And then the other one is a professional audio commercial that's done by our team, incredible production team with Inspired Choices Network. But they'll help you work through it, record and with professional voiceover, music, overlay, all the different bits and pieces of it, professional, commercial. So if you want that, something like that, please reach out to me at thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. And those spots go very quickly. The last time I offered it, they went really fast. So reach out as quick as you can. If that's of interest to you, we'd love to have a partner with you in terms of sponsorship to get this message out. It's a critical message that we're sending out. And the mission is to have 10 million men, is to impact in a positive way, in a meaningful way, more than 10 million men globally with a message of hope that there are positive ways to deal with the stress and anxiety and emotions that we all feel every day. And so we're giving tools and strategies to do that. So if that resonates with you or you want to help move that forward, please reach out. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. Stick with us. We're going to talk, find out if there's negatives to being thankful and grateful. You're with The Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Don't go anywhere.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the chief catalyst, strategist guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for sticking with me. Did you remember to pause and breathe? Did you pause and breathe? I hope you did. When we go to breaks, I want you to think about it. Pause and breathe. Slows us down, grounds us, and allows us to focus and take in some of the things that we're hearing in a deeper, more meaningful way. If you're with me today, jump into the chat. If you're with me live somehow, you're listening somehow, jump in the chat, say hi. So I and tell me where you're listening from so I can say hi and connect with you. Thank you so much. We're talking about giving what cannot be taken. Giving what cannot be taken. What are we giving? We're giving gratitude and thankfulness. Can you make somebody grateful? Can you take gratitude from someone? No, they have to give it. Giving what cannot be taken. It has to be a voluntary thing. You can't force somebody to be thankful. You can't force them to be grateful. You can give them whatever, but you can't force them to be grateful. They have to give that willingly. We have to give that willingly. So we're talking about thankfulness and gratitude. We talked about benefits, a bunch of, there's so many benefits to being thankful and grateful daily, not just once a year. So we talked just before the break about negatives. Is it possible to have negatives about being grateful or thankful? And you know what? I read an article that said, yep, there's a bunch, and they gave me five or six. And I was like, you know what? No offense. And with all due respect, there's no way to have negatives. There's nothing negative. When I say that, only because of this, when they're talking about it in here in terms of a negative of gratitude, they're talking about can you overdose on gratitude? That said, in a study of gratitude journaling, I find that interesting. We've talked about journaling before and what a critical thing that is to do daily. In a study of gratitude journaling, people who track their gratitude once a week were happier after 6 weeks, whereas those who track their gratitude three times a week were not. Interesting. If you find yourself hesitating when putting pen to paper, you might begin to think your life isn't that good, or you don't have that much to be grateful for. If that's the case, take a step back and focus on quality over quantity. And I want to challenge that. I've been journaling in a gratitude journal for more than 30 years, more than three decades. And one of the things that the expectations, and I've taken expectation away. So one of the pieces that Zig had taught us and Jim Rohn had taught us about journaling, if I didn't have anything to say today, because I write in five different journals, right? Personal, business, a general, a gratitude, and a goals every day. But if I sit down and go, you know what, I don't have anything new to add today. I don't have anything that nothing sticks out for me today in terms of personal or business or I can write in my journal, nothing new to add today. There's only one journal I've never, ever, ever, ever said there's nothing new to add today. And that's my gratitude journal. And why? Because we can be grateful for all the bits. I can be grateful for my wife and my family every day, but I don't want to do that every day. And it's not that I'm not grateful for them every day. Every day has pieces of it that I can be grateful for. Doesn't have to be a massive miracle thing that just, you know, slams us and goes, wow, look at all this of me. It doesn't have to be something that huge. We're always looking for these great, big, massive things to have. Lots of times when we look back, some of the small things, we realize we're the big things. My son being home today and being able to help. So we look at it as a negative. Oh, he's not feeling well. He's at home. You know what? I had some technical difficulties before the show. I'm like, thank you, Papa, that my technical guy was here today to help me sort through that. But that would end up on my gratitude list today. And whether it's, I talk about three to five. Between three and five every day, a minimum of three. There's always, always, always a minimum of at least three things. If you're really paying attention and you really want to, you will find a minimum of three things every day, different ones every day, that you can be thankful for, that we can be thankful for. Sometimes it's a hug from my kids. Sometimes it's a smile or a wink from my wife as I'm coming down into the studio to do a virtual coffee or to do a show or to record something or to talk to a client or just to work on what I've got going on. And she, from her office, she's up there 2 days a week now. She's back to the office after COVID. So she's in the office 3 days a week, but she's here for 2 days. And I'll say to her before, on my way down with my cup of tea in my hand, hey, love you. And she'll lean back in her chair. I can see her and she just smiles and winks at me, tells me she loves me. That's something that's going to end up on my gratitude list that day. Why? Because it touches me. There's always, always. So someone says, hey, that when they study, well, if you're hesitating to put pen to paper, you need to spend more time thinking about and focused on the positive side. Do we all have lots of negative? Yes, we do. Of course we do. We're human. course there's challenges in our lives. There's always, always, always good things. And I think sometimes it's our perspective. So I deal with a lot of health issues. But, you know, people say, well, you deal with all these things that could be hard and can be terrible. I'm like, yep, you're right. But you know what? I'll guarantee you there's millions of Ukrainians right now that would swap positions with me in a heartbeat because they wouldn't have to worry about being shot or bombed, or they'll take my health issues. Perspective. What's our perspective? I think we lose sight of, and into that study, and no slam on the study and the people that were doing the study, but I think it's BS. I think the fact that they can't find, the fact that focusing on it three times a week, we're not as, what did it say? People track their gratitude once a week, we're happier after 6 weeks. They're not focused on it. And again, happiness is situational. We've talked about this before. Joy and happiness are two different things. Joy is something that's innate. It's always inside us. We can have joy in our whole experience, regardless of what our situations are. Happiness is situational. And if they're going to focus on situational, they're missing the joy that's always there. They're not paying attention every day to the positive things that are happening around them. They're focused on the negative. I don't know how many, I stopped watching the news years ago. If you watch it, you're misinformed and or you're ill-informed. And if you don't watch it, you're uninformed. Either, you know what? There's ways to find the news. That doesn't mean I don't know what's going on the planet. Absolutely, I do. But it's CNN is constantly negative news. I can't understand why I wake up in the morning and I go to work and what have you been listening to? Oh, I listened to, I woke up and put the news on first thing in the morning. I checked my email to see about or my social media and all this negative. No much wonder we're not positive. How do you be positive? Dumping all of that negative into our life. You can't start your day with all that negative and expect to have a positive day. How does that work? Hey, Brian, great to see you, brother. Thank you so much for being here. One of my good brothers. Incredible human being. Love him very much. One of the other pieces they talked about in terms of negative about being grateful, focusing on feeling grateful for someone who is or something who isn't worthy. Well, that has nothing to do with gratitude. That's a situational thing in a circumstance that has nothing to do with someone that's abusing you and you're thankful. Well, you shouldn't be in that space. You shouldn't be in that relationship. That has nothing to do with gratitude. Of course, it's misplaced. That's a given. Using gratitude to avoid a serious problem. It says gratitude helps you focus on what is important instead of getting caught up in the little annoyances of everyday life. However, not all programs are little annoyances, and focusing all your attention on things you appreciate may provide only temporary relief from a serious problem. Again, that has nothing to do with, that doesn't mean, it's not stick your head in the sand and just be grateful for everything that happened. No, there's certain things, situations that need to be dealt with, for sure. But that's not a negative of being grateful or thankful. Mistaking gratitude for indebtedness. Being grateful doesn't mean you owe them. I'll say that again. Gratitude and being thankful doesn't mean you owe that person. We talk about love, unconditional love. What does that mean? No strings. No strings attached. If I'm saying thank you to somebody for something they did, if they're anticipating that I now owe them, then the intention behind what they did was probably not pure, because they were giving to get. And in business, go givers get more as a concept. Great book and movement, by the way. Go givers. You look that up if you're a business person. You give to get. You're giving so that people connect to you. But in a regular relationship type world, if you're giving so that somebody owes you, that's not a pure intention. And you're setting yourself up, because if they don't reciprocate, you're all pissed off because they didn't meet your expectation. Another reason not to have an expectation of other people. They're going to let you down. Why? Because they're not going to live up to what you think they should. And they shouldn't. That's not on them. That's on you. Nothing to do with them. So are there negatives to? No, there is absolutely zero negative to finding the positive. Zero negative about being grateful and thankful every day. We have to be. We have to be. It's got to be a space where we're. It's a lifestyle piece. It's something that we're thinking about constantly. There's so many things we are gifted with, day after day after day after day after day, that we're not paying attention to. Did you eat today? Almost everybody that's listening will say yes. Are you grateful for that? Because there's people on the planet that don't get to eat. One of my colleagues, when I was in Maryland, had talked about his worst day is other people's best day. They were talking about, they were having this beautiful meal at this beautiful restaurant in this beautiful place, and there were some scraps on the table. They left scraps on their plate. And the plates got taken away, and they had noticed a couple of kids, like street kids outside, that were just so excited to get the scraps off the things they were throwing away. These kids thought it was their best day. Oh, we get to eat today. They were scrapped it off, like slid it off their plate. No, that these are pieces I don't eat because of whatever, or I didn't like it, or it didn't taste good, or whatever. And these kids picked it up and were like, yes, we get to eat today. Perspective. There's always something to be thankful for. There's always something to be grateful for. Do you have food on your back? Do you have shelter? Do you have a vehicle? Maybe it's my son bought a car that he calls it the crap box edition. Like it says shit, but anyway, right? But I'm, buddy, is it get you back and forth? Yes. Does it have wheels and a steering wheel? Yes. Does it have the stuff you need? Yes. Great. Be thankful you got a car. Do you see an illustration? And I know we got to go to break, but there's an illustration with a guy in a wheelchair looking to his left to a guy walking on the sidewalk. And the guy on the side, the guy in the wheelchair is going, I really wish I could walk. I really wish my legs worked. And the guy walking on the sidewalk's looking to his left and seeing a guy on a pedal bike. And he's like, wow, I wish I had a pedal bike. And the guy on the pedal bike's looking to his left. Wow, look, that guy's got a car. I wish I had a car. And that guy's looking at to his left to a really, really luxury, beautiful car. Oh, I wish I had a better car. I wish I had a better car. I would add one to that. The guy that's in the wheelchair could go to his right with a tombstone, with a little caption that says, gee, you know what? I wish I was alive. There's always something to be grateful for. We want to be, we keep looking to the left. We keep looking to what do they have? Why don't I have that? I want that. I don't need that. I want that. And if we're not careful, we want, and we lose track of what our needs are. We don't need all that. Is it nice to have nice things? Yes, of course. Of course. We want to be abundant. You want to live abundant for sure. But it's not all wrapped up in the things. It's not all wrapped up. And we miss so much of the wonderful blessings and the memories and good things in our life because we're, I want that, or I want that, or I don't have enough, or lack thinking instead of abundance thinking. And then we wonder why we don't have enough. Positive and negative energy flow. As we take this quick break, I want to do two quick shout outs. One is to my good brother, Jose Escobar, is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about the morning and evening routine mastery program that is changing people's lives. Unbelievable. Some of the stories coming out of that program are absolutely staggering. the impact that they're making and permanent impact they're making. The program will assist you to install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at www.theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And the second one is Kat Schwarz, and my sponsors. I'm so thankful for my sponsors. She's a founding sponsor partner. Kat Schwarz, Schwarz is the founder and CEO of a groundbreaking company called Compassionate Healing Services, and offers a completely unique approach to treating physical and mental health challenges. Check her out on Instagram at Compassionate Healing Services, or email her at info@compassionatehealingservices.com. Thank you so much to my sponsors. Stick around. We're going to understand and the base of why we want to be grateful and thankful. So stick around. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Don't go anywhere.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for sticking with me. We're talking about giving what cannot be taken, being grateful and thankful. We can give gratitude and thanks, but we can't take that from someone else. We can't force them to be grateful or thankful. So we were talking about what is thankfulness and great gratitude. We talked about, is there a negative to being overly thankful or have an attitude of gratitude? No, there isn't. And then we want to talk real quick understanding the base and the why of gratitude and the happiness. Thankfulness and gratitude. We want to be grateful, but not content. I'm going to say that again. We want to be grateful, but not content. What does that mean? Contentment usually stops us from pushing forward. So we want to be thankful for where we are, but not content with where we are. We're intentionally wanting to grow. Yes? I know, that's where I'm sitting. I'm intentionally wanting to grow. But that doesn't happen if I stay content. That doesn't happen if I stay in a space where I'm not pushing forward intentionally. I can grow organically. We can all grow organically. But that's not as fast. And it certainly doesn't have the impetus and the power behind it. We're just willy-nilly wherever it goes. That's organic. I want to be intentional about how I grow and where I grow and where I put that energy. So grateful, but not content. Jim Rohn used to talk about, you know, that's a real trick. That's what he used to say about it. That's a real trick. Grateful, but not content, because you're on the razor's edge, right? You're going, well, I'm grateful for what I have. It's not a, but I want more, right? It's not saying, well, I've got a car. I want a nicer car. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is being able to push yourself forward in terms of who you are and who you're being and becoming, not necessarily what you're doing or what you have. Living abundantly has so many other pieces to it that have nothing to do with dollars and cents. Abundance living comes from an attitude of gratitude. Grateful for what I have, grateful for where I am, grateful for who I am. And I've said this before, but I have to be willing to sacrifice who I am today for who I'm supposed to be tomorrow. That doesn't happen if I'm content, because then I stop pushing, right? I don't put myself in a challenge anymore, because I'm good. Good becomes the enemy of great. I could be up here, but I'm good. And I stop pushing. Research has proven that gratitude is essential for happiness. Gratitude is the queen of virtues. Sometimes we believe that the universe owes us a living. We do not want to be beholden. Losing sight of protection, favors, benefits, and blessings renders a person spiritually and morally bankrupt. Let me say that again. Losing sight of protection, favors, benefits, and blessings renders a person spiritually and morally bankrupt. Ouch. Ouch, 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 ouch. We don't want to be morally bankrupt. Right? We don't want to be that. I was making sure I haven't missed anything. I had, a whack of stuff that came up with this, because there's so many things, right? There's so much to be thankful for. There's so much to have gratitude for. There's so many different ideas about what we should and shouldn't be grateful and having that kind of emotion stream and flow through us. Gratitude focus allows a positive energy flow. Gratitude focus allows a positive energy flow. Does that mean you get there without any challenge? No, it doesn't mean that. Does it mean, you know what, it's going to make me, there's no negativity in my life. Now I can say, hey, you know what, no negativity allowed. I spent 3.5 years working with Grant Cardone. One of his big things was no negativity allowed. He autographed the back of that for me, but when I left him, but no negativity allowed. I wear it on my band. No negativity allowed. Does that mean there's no negative in my life? I wish. No. And you know what? The challenges that are in my life are there for a reason. The challenges that are in your life are there for a reason. What are we supposed to be learning from those things? What are we supposed to... those challenges are the dirt that we need to hold, because they hold the nutrients to grow. And I've said that before lots. We push away on those challenges. We're not focused on those challenges. And we wonder why there's no positive energy flow. It's virtually impossible to be angry or negative and grateful at the same time. Try it. Sit down and try and write three things you're grateful for the day in an angry, frustrated, negative headspace. Try. As soon as you find something that you're grateful for from the day, the anger subsides. The negative goes away instantly. Why? Because you're now focused. The energy is now flowing in a positive way. You've got positive flow. That's where you want to be. It's like saying to your body, I need to be an alkaline, right? That's a that's a healthier space for your body. Off track. But the concept is the same. You want to be positive, think positive. You want to have that kind of good stuff, then you have to think in those ways. You have to consciously put yourself in those spaces and hold on to those thought processes. Again, we go back to understanding how our mind works and then mastering control of our mind and our emotion. Why? Because that's the only way we can do some of these things. That's the only way. And most people abdicate that power. We have the power to do it. Most people abdicate that power. I challenge you. Don't abdicate that. We have the power to change. We have the power to be grateful and thankful and to show that gratitude to other people and pay that forward. Lots of times we don't do it, though. We lose track. Why? We get blinders on about our own crap that's going on. Then we can't see anybody else. Easiest way to lift yourself up is to reach out to somebody else, to do something nice for somebody else, help somebody else, get out of yourself and help somebody else. Great way to shift your focus, because you feel good about yourself. As soon as you help somebody else and you help lift them up, you know what? You feel good. I hope that makes sense. I hope you're feeling my heart. We want to be grateful, thankful people. Why? Because that attitude of gratitude is going to help us be positive in our life. It's going to bring us good things. It's going to make dealing with the negative things easier. It's not going to solve all the problems, but it is going to help, and it's going to make it easier to get through those problems. We need to take another break, pay some more bills. Back to my good friend and sponsor, Kat Schwarz. She's the owner and founder at Compassionate Healing Services. If you email info@compassionatehealingservices.com and mention the long bearded guy, you will receive 20% off one of her services. That's $100 savings off Kat's most unique offering, which is her spiritual private investigation services. Kat will use her skills as an evidential medium to reconnect you with a loved one who has crossed over and provide proof of their continued presence in your life. Email her at info@compassionatehealingservices.com. Energy isn't created or destroyed, correct? That means when somebody transitions, their energy is still here because you can't destroy that energy. It's an interesting concept, and you reach out to her. Kat is an incredible human being, wonderfully knowledgeable lady, and she has absolutely incredible. My other brother here, sponsor, Jose Escobar, is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf, but check out the Connected Leaders Academy, the membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today. You can reach him at www.theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. He flew me down to be the keynote at a pop-up in Maryland, just outside DC, a couple of weeks ago. Incredible. That group, Connected Leaders Academy, absolutely incredible. If you're an entrepreneur with a history of success and have an ego that can fit into a room, perfect place. You want to grow? It's in 12 countries, more than 200 people, heart-centric, incredible, incredible, incredible human beings. Reach out to Jose. He can. You want to connect to that tribe, trust me. And there will be more than 1,000 people in that tribe within a year. So it's wildly expanding. All right, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to talk just real quick. We're going to review a little bit, and then we're going to do our call to action. So stay where you are. That's going to be really cool, and we'll announce for next week. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Thanks.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Juul International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for sticking with me. Thank you for still being here, Brian. I appreciate you so much. Thank you. All right. Real quick. We don't have lots of time left. I want to touch real quick. Grateful. Improve self-image. Lots of positive health things. Sleep better. Improve your relationships. Excuse me. Are there negatives? Can be, but I don't think so. I haven't found any yet that really have any qualification. There really aren't. Grateful, but not content. Why? Because we don't want to be stagnant. We want to keep pushing forward. So there's so many good things. Our call to action this week is to commit and take a challenge with me 30 days, a minimum of three pieces of gratitude every day for the next 30 days. And then put it on your social media and tag me in it so that I can see and so I can encourage you and support you through that process. We want to be able to see all of that. We want to be able to rejoice in those things. Focus every day on at least three things. If you can come up with some more, great. But a minimum of three things that you're putting on your social media, on your Facebook, on your Twitter, on your LinkedIn, or wherever it is that you do your social media. Put it in, but connect me. Put the long bearded guy in there. Hashtag long bearded guy. So that it, or at long bearded guy, tag me in it so that I can see. I will really, really, really appreciate that. I want to support everybody with that. Next week, that's the 21st of October. Months just goes away so fast. Our topic is going to be today's struggles, tomorrow's strengths. Brain fart there for a second. Today's struggles, tomorrow's strengths. The things we deal with today are the things that become part of our story and part of our strength later. It's going to be a good one. That's another really deep conversation about who we are and how that works. So make sure you come, bring a friend, come and hang out in the chat, get into the studio audience, but follow us, bring your friends with you, jump on wherever you can. Please share this, like it, love it, share it, subscribe. And don't forget, I've got a Box Inside Out that's sold out that starts this week. That's where we teach tools and strategies to be able to deal with regular emotion. We talk about mindset. We talk about energy. We talk about some really fundamental, foundational, who we are and why, understanding our worth and our value. There's a whole bunch of stuff in there. And it's sort of the first piece of it. I'm starting for a 4-week class this week. But like I said, that's full. But if you have interest in that, reach out, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. And I can connect you or put you in the waiting list for the next one, which will be probably a month away. And if you want to if you want to support and help us continue to move this message out, please, please reach out to me. We've got four sponsorship opportunities open. If you want to do that, if you want to, you believe in the message, you believe in me, you believe in getting the message out, please reach out and help. It can be a one-time, it can be a commitment longer term, but please, please reach out. Again, that's thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. We've got lots of space there for that. I'm hoping lots of you take me up on the challenge for the gratitude. 30 days of gratitude. I'm really hoping you do that with me because it's going to be absolutely amazing. Focus like that is amazing. So make it another great week. I love you. Massive hugs. Live abundantly and with intention. See you next week.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs!